seated in his blessed presence. His name. The name above all other names is great and greatly to be praised. As I published within the pastoral greeting this week, it was David the psalmist who gave you and I the example of declaring the greatness of God. Psalm 145, it was there that we sing every day. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Every day I will bless you, oh Lord, and I will praise your name forever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. The greatness of our Lord is beyond what we are able to think, what we are able to imagine.
Amen.
One generation shall commend your works to another, and you shall declare his mighty works, his mighty acts,
Amen.
What God has done in your life.
Amen.
What a blessing it is today, church, to come together, to sing of, to declare the goodness of the Lord God in the midst of the congregation. This being the month of Thanksgiving, I trust that each one gathered today, whether by Zoom or here in person, I trust that you will plan to be with us. This month, Sunday, November 29th, two Sundays away, for another day of joining together in testimony of God's wondrous hand upon your life,
mm-hmm.
your household, even among your community.
Amen.
We'll join on the 29th for another day of prayer and thanksgiving, praying for God's mighty hand to be made known in the very midst of our lives. Can you say today, church, is it your heart's desire, in the midst of every day, day in and day out, is it your heart's desire to proclaim one generation to the next the testimony of God's mighty work? As we turn our heart and mind to the Word of God, let us go before the Lord once again in prayer. Shall we bow our heads? Father God, I thank you, Father, for once again this opportunity to open your Word and learn of you.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, I ask that you speak to your people, touch us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, speak to our minds. Let us have an open ear and an open heart today, I pray.
Yes.
I pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. And all the church says, amen.
Amen.
Today I have titled our teaching, Worship the Lord Thy God.
Mm.
Worship the Lord thy God. I'm going to be using two texts primarily. I'm going to take you to Revelation 3, and I'm going to then take you to Luke 4. So if you have your scripture, Revelation 3 and Luke 4. In this month of November, as we continue in our teachings, as we continue our teachings around the theme of giving thanks, I open today with the question, is your life? Can you say that your life is? Do you see your life as a life of worship unto the Lord God? I ask this question because I believe that as we come to understand the importance of living a life of worship, a life of worship extolling the name of the Lord God, we find that there is found the power of our Almighty God that is found in a life of worship. You may say, Pastor, I am here today. I have joined the people of God today. I have participated in worship. I have prayed. You may say, Pastor, I am proclaiming the Lord God as Lord over my life. And I ask you again, are you sold out to the Lord? Are you serving Him and Him alone? I'm reminded today of the word of the Lord, as I mentioned with our first area of text out of Revelation and chapter 3. If we look into this passage, you will find that here we have letters to the seven churches given to the Apostle John by the blessed Holy Spirit. Here we see in Revelation 3:20 the call of God to the church of Laodicea and to you and I today. 3:20, behold, I, Christ Jesus, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. May God bless his word. Church, oftentimes we ponder these words as we understand the efforts of Christ to enter into our heart. We have photographs that depict, or paintings that depict this very verse. As we understand the need for the door of our heart to be fully opened for the saving grace of Christ Jesus to do the work in your life. As we seek to understand his desire to pick you up, as the song says, out of the miry clay. Out of the miry clay of sin and wrongful action, unfruitful living. As we seek to understand his strength, his grace, and his mercy imparted to you and I. As we seek to receive Christ as our Savior, the one who shed his blood on Calvary for you and I, we often look to this very word here in Revelation. As he spoke to the church of Laodicea. You see, church, the people of Laodicea, they are described by God as a lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. Revelation 3:15 says, I know your works. This is the voice of the Lord God speaking into a church, a body of people. I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. You see, church, here God is speaking to those who consider themselves to be his followers and part of his grand church. By this example, we see that God desires for you to be his follower, to follow him and him alone. God here, he indicates that with the church that follows him, uncommitted, not following wholly before him, completely sold out to him. A church, a people half in and half out. Looking to be with him, oftentimes hear the word of God as indicating that there is a people that often look to be with him when it is convenient. And when they are in need. He says, because you are lukewarm, verse 3 and 16, I will spew you out of my mouth. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hold on with me. The word here comes through to look at your very stance before the Lord God today. Let his word speak to you. If you've ever wondered why it was difficult for this church of Laodicea, situate in a city of trade. If you ever wondered why it was difficult for the people to be sold out to the Lord, let your eyes go to verse 3 and 17. God speaks. You say, I am rich. I have prospered, and I need nothing. Not realizing that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. In this church, we can see man is able to possess all of the material things of life. We are able to acquire by our own physical strength, be reminded, that God gave. Yet be completely barren of the most precious spiritual touch of God. In this type of state, one is able to take on a form of godliness. Yet denying the power thereof. Oh, glory to God. Even as we see such a state, we find here within Revelation 3, as the Lord warns of the church's need to be holy and undivided in their commitment before him. Lord God states his commitment to all mankind, to you and I today. Look with me to verse 19. To those whom I love. Oh, glory to God. I want to thank God that I took a hold of John 3:16, for God so loved the world. I'm part of that world that God set in motion from the very beginning of time, declaring his love over my life. You are able to give God the same praise today. To those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Oh, glory to God. How good it is to be able to come back to the Lord God. And Lord God, I recognize that in a spirit of humility, I have sinned. I have erred. Lord God, I have walked outside of your walk. I repent. He says, repent, believe on me. Know that I, the Lord thy God, I stand at the door and knock. Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. I believe that as we teach and understand the very needs of even the youngest of our families, as we minister to the younger generation, we are able to say, man knows from the very youngest of years. God's creation knows when they are in error. I want to thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that speaks to the creation of God, no matter where they are.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit speaks, no matter how young they are, no matter how elder they are, no matter how uneducated or how educated they are. The Holy Spirit rules and allows man to know when they are walking with their face turned away from God. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. I will sup with him and he with me. Church, I believe when you are in a state of needing to be closer unto the Lord God, God knows your heart. God yearns for you to open up to him. For throughout the word to the churches here that we find right in Revelation, if you study chapters 3 and 4, you will see over and over. The Lord says, as in Revelation 3:22, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Church, Christ Chapel, each of us will fully understand that shutting anyone out of the church, the thought is contradictory to the very conscience of Christianity. Everyone, everywhere should be welcome to the house of God as a house of prayer and for the receiving of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. But I believe if we take stock in our actions or the actions of mankind, oftentimes the motives as we come to the house of God, the question bears to mind, are we shutting out Christ out of the church? Are we more inclined to come to the house of God for family and friends? Are we looking to be a spectator? Are we filling our religious obligation? Or are we welcoming the changing power of God upon our lives?
Amen.
Are we declaring unto God, Lord God, I desire to worship you and you alone. My heart is open. My ear is open, preparing me a heart of worship when I come to the house, to your house of prayer. Let me declare, as the psalmist gives us in Psalm 150, I will praise the Lord. I will praise God in the sanctuary. I will praise him in the greatness of his power. I will praise him for his mighty acts. Oh, glory to God. Can you proclaim today, because I have breath? As the psalmist wrote, because I have breath. While yet I have breath, I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. It is strange but true. I believe if the people of God are not careful, we can find ourselves in the Laodicean mindset. It may be momentarily. It may be for a season. I am increased with goods. I am in need of nothing. I am clothed, as verse 17 says, when actually God says, without me, child, you are wretched. You are in need and without the ability to see your need. Isaiah gives us that we can forget that without the righteousness of God, we are unclean. And all our goodness. Have you ever heard the phrase put there, he's a good person. She's a good woman. Church, no matter how good mankind is. Without the saving grace of Jesus Christ, they are lost and filthy in the eyes of God. Goodness is not righteousness. The righteousness of Christ only comes as we believe and follow in Him. We are unclean, the Word of God says, righteous within ourselves, within our own mindset that, Lord God, I have conquered it. In our own doing, the Word of God says, and we are as filthy rags. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. I want to proclaim today, church, you need Christ Jesus. Amen. If the people of God are not careful to be purposed to worship Christ and Him alone, we will fail to hear the knocking. The noise around us. How many of you know the noise of the world? It will overcome your everyday if you allow it. We will fail to hear the voice of God over our lives, over our church, and even over our community. If the people of God fail to hear the voice of God, if the church fails to understand and apply the Word of God, we will see a continued breakdown of the church that stands for the blessed Word of God. If the people of God fail to stand as a church hot for the Lord, firm, anchored in the Word of God, the church, not only in our great country, but around the world, in the church, in the midst of all mankind, will continue to see, as we have been witnessing at the ever-growing pace throughout the church of this country, we will continue to see the acceptance of societal and family values based on the norms of the world. Church, when the church is walking outside of the Word of God, remember the church is the people that have declared that they are following Christ. When they are walking outside of the Word of God, the world will not change the church. The witness of the church will change the world. Mm-hmm. When we are not walking outside of the Word of God, the world will not change you. Mm-hmm. You will change the world. Church, it's valuable to understand that God gives you the power to have an influence.
Amen.
In your world can be one more in your family. Your world can be a plethora of people that you have the ability to touch.
Amen.
This today, church, is the Word of God over your life, calling you and I to hear the voice of God and to purpose to worship Him and Him alone. It's easy to understand that if one does not purpose within their heart to honor and reverence God in all that they do, this world will fill every crack and void with the things of the enemy of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
However, church, I want to realize today, I want you to see that today you have reason to rejoice. Today you have reason to be thankful before God, for the Word of God gives unto you today all victory. Oh, blessed be the holy name of Jesus. All victory over the influence of Satan is found in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, the one who died upon the cross of Calvary, the one who was sent to heal you and deliver you out of the bondages of the world. As you believe upon Jesus, Romans 10 and 13, as you call upon his name. Oh, Shandala Makanda. As you call upon the name of Jesus, he has the power to save, to make you whole, to make you righteous before him, to erase, to eradicate every work of the enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to the name of Jesus. You see, church, my Jesus, your Jesus.
Amen.
Our Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I'm reminded today of Jesus himself being tempted by Satan himself. Let's switch over to Luke 4. Jesus gives to us by example the answer of how to walk in victory. He gives to you how to have the power needed to stand for him in a world filled with sin. Following Jesus' baptism, Luke 4 and 1, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Here we see Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Church, the Holy Spirit is your power.
Amen.
A gift of God as you have faith in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Here we see Jesus was about to realize and see the temptations of the devil. After 40 days in the wilderness, tempted of the devil, 4 and 3, the devil said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus said, verse 4, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." You see, church, temptations, the tricks of the enemy will come in from every side. We will hunger for bread, for the things of the natural. We will hunger for the desires and even the needs of the flesh. However, the Lord is reminding you today, the Word of God is your sustaining power. Nothing replaces the Word of God.
Amen.
His Word is your teaching, your correction, your training. Because Hebrews 4 and 12 gives to you, "For the Word of God is quick. It is life and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, as the very sword that was given to me on Pastor's Appreciation Sunday. Sharper than a two-edged sword, the very Word of God has been carved out for you in order that you might walk victorious in the midst of the enemy." Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. You see, church, the Logos, the Word, the very Word of God cuts and divides. It speaks to and separates all things, the natural things of life, the spiritual things, the outward and the inward, the most deep things of the heart. When Satan desires to tear you down, your God knowing even every thought and intent of man, he gives you life. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. I want to thank you, God, for the life that is found in the very power of your word.
Amen.
Look with me, if you will, verse 6 of Luke 4. Mm-hmm. "As the devil showed Christ Jesus all of the kingdoms, all of the splendor of the world." Verse 6, "The devil said unto him, 'All this power I will give thee. And the glory of all that you see is yours. For that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Verse 7, if thou therefore wilt worship me, saying, all shall be thine. You may be thinking of right about now. Pastor, I've never been offered a kingdom. That temptation I cannot understand. And I will remind you, there is actually what is known as the castle doctrine. I spoke of this many years ago. It's a legal law in some countries giving certain protections for people as they occupy their place of work, their vehicle, their home, their ground. I say this because while your kingdom or castle may not be the kingdom or castle that others have, it does not mean that you do not have the kingdom castle mentality over that which is in your reach. Satan can use anything as your temptation to walk outside of the Word of God. Amen. It could be those possessions of life. It could be the vacations. It could be the niceties around the home. The temptations of Satan can be to challenge you in your attendance to the house of God. The temptations of Satan can be your support to the work of the Lord, or your study of God's word, your adherence to his word for standing firm when others are challenging you to look the other way. Each of us know the struggles that the enemy presents within our own life. Your struggles may not be my struggle. My struggle may not be your struggle. But what I can tell you today, church, all struggles are real. And the one and only purpose of each temptation that the devil places before you, it is to destroy your walk with the Lord, to bring a destruction upon your life and your soul. Matthew 16 reminds us, it profits nothing to man if you gain the whole world and forfeit your soul. Christ Jesus gives you the example of how to walk in the ways of the Lord God within our secondary text here today, Luke 4 and 8. As the devil proclaimed to Jesus, if thou wilt only worship me, if you will reverence me, I will give you everything in all glory to God. Look with me, see the answer that Christ Jesus gave unto the devil in defiance to the ways of the enemy. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me. Can we all read this together? And Jesus answered unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. To God be all the glory. There is power in the word of God. Church, to stand as the followers of Christ that is hot for the ways of God. I believe the Lord God is calling his church to be ever more mindful of the power to looking Satan in the eye and demanding, get thee behind me. Jesus. For it is written, I will worship my God I will serve my God, him and him only. The Word of God instructs you that as a child of God, as a child of God out of Titus, as you follow after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward men, appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us. By the washing of regeneration and the renewing by the power of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Church, God does not leave you unprepared. For he has given unto you his very power to walk holy before him.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You've got an abundance of reason to bless the name of Jesus today.
Yes.
By the word of God, by his mercy, he is making you whole and complete in him, by the washing, by the saturation and regeneration, by the renewing that comes only by the blessed power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. As you take a hold of the mercy of God, as you strengthen yourself by the word of God, as you receive the renewing of the Holy Spirit upon your lives and over your households, know today you have the power to stand strong. Mm-hmm. You have the power to claim your healing in mind and in body.
Amen.
You have the power to say no to the temptations of Satan. Yes. You have the power to stand in the liberty of your salvation by the power of the Holy Spirit that is abundantly yours. Today, church, in closing, by your confession of Christ Jesus as Lord, you find salvation. By your confession of Jesus as Lord over your life, you find healing, deliverance, and restoration. All found as you call upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you make the choice to hear the call of God to worship, to live for him, day in and day out, 24/7, to reverence him, to follow him, and him alone.
Amen.
You will be able to testify, as the psalmist wrote, come and hear, all ye that reverence God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Know today, church, you have been called to worship.
Amen.
To purpose to worship him and him alone. This is the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to close with the worship today. Lord, reign in me.
Power over all increase.
over your life. Today I pray that as you go forth from this assembly, that the power of God will reign over you. May he make his grace, his face to shine upon you. May he lead and direct you from the by the power of the Spirit. May you be a mighty witness for his name's sake. This we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And all the church says, amen. Greet one another in the name of the Lord. God be with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.